Joining me in studio now, Smitty Miller. Smitty is a children's and youth services librarian for the city of Abbotsford, and she's also an instructor in the library technician diploma program at the University of the Fraser Valley. Smitty, thank you so much for making the trek out to come in.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of people don't know that live in this neighborhood, but the Fraser Valley Regional Library is, I think, the biggest library system in Canada, aren't you? Like one of the biggest.
Yep.
I think you're the biggest. And it's certainly, in your opinion, the best.
Of course. All libraries are good, but we're particularly good.
Now, I invited you in to talk specifically about digital assets. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound too exciting, but it is exciting. It's the whole concept of downloading ebooks and audiobooks. And Fraser Valley Regional Library is committed to this process. You guys have it in place, but it's not the easiest path to follow. I found out from personal experience of downloading quite a few different books myself, but well worth the journey.
There's a couple of things you absolutely need to have to participate in downloadable digital media mm-hmm. from the library. One is some patience, okay. some time.
Okay.
Also, you need to have a pretty up-to-date computer.
Okay.
Your software needs to be up to date. I mean, if you're going to put something on your iPod or something, you're going to need the latest iTunes.
Okay.
You know, or you're going to need the latest Windows media.
Windows. Okay. Now, we should point out that there is a large company, actually, I think they're based in the States, called Overdrive, that mm-hmm. provides a lot of the digital assets. So all of the library system, or most of the library systems in North America at least, are facing the same challenges in implementing all of this technology, but it's a path that they're all on.
I think the complication, Steve, is that we have the technology for downloading.
Mm-hmm.
What hasn't kept up with all our enthusiasm about downloading is rights.
Okay, the digital rights management.
Yeah,
because
that's what kind of stalls it a little bit.
Because here's the issue. When you download an audiobook or when you download an ebook, it has to time out on your system at some point so mm-hmm. somebody else can borrow it. Because in your inventory, even though it's a digital asset, you still have X number of copies that you can lend out at any time, just like a regular physical book.
And you get your name on a hold list, mm-hmm. just like you would at a library if all the copies were out.
So your acquisitions people will acquire X number of copies of the newest Harry Potter book,
mm-hmm.
and then it's available for
There's
borrowing.
There's a new one?
I was just using an example.
I was going to get excited, yeah.
It all ended. It's over.
Oh,
and there's no more to come.
Oh.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Sad moment.
Well, being the but the newest books really aren't for youth and children. They were
no,
kind
they,
of a,
they aren't.
So at any rate, they will acquire a certain inventory, X number of copies, and those are the ones that are available.
Yes.
Now, your website is the really the only way. It's not something you have to go into the library for.
No.
But you do need a library card to access this information.
Yeah, you especially need a library card to see what Fraser Valley Regional Library is offering you, because you can browse through Overdrive's collection of mm-hmm. ebooks and audiobooks, but we're talking about ebooks. You can browse through the collection, but you may not see everything that Fraser Valley Regional Library has acquired.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you definitely need your library card, the library card number, and a PIN that you get when you sign up for the library card.
Okay, and once you've got that, that will open you up to the database, and you can now search for the books. You can mm-hmm. search for the titles, and you'll see them demarked as audiobook, as ebook, or as a physical book, and then you can order them, you can put them on hold, all of that sort of stuff.
It will also tell you, when you're talking about ebooks, it will tell you what format, because as you know, and this is a very complicated world. Is it EPUB? Is it Mobi Pocket? Is it PDF? Is it, you know, all the formats? It will tell you in what format you can.
Which you're going to have to pay attention to, because depending on what ebook reader,
exactly.
you might. That would be very disappointing to have, say, a Kobo, which will read EPUB format, but I don't think it'll read the Mobi format. I'm not positive. But if you acquired a title that was only in that format, then it would be an exercise in frustration trying to read it.
That's what I mean when I say you need just a little bit of time and patience.
Okay.
The Overdrive site, the BC Library to Go site, does have really great help menus and frequently asked questions and we'll explain. They have a device. Library where you can actually go and look up your device. It will tell you what kind of format will be read on it. And it also has a list of the ones it won't.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like for instance, libraries are having a harder time keeping up with Kindle, although that's in the States now. They're starting to open up some rights for Kindle in the States, but not here yet. So.
And the Kindle is now available in Canada, and more people are purchasing that as well. Of course, Kindle's got that great new textbook program, so I think we're going to see a growth of Kindles.
That's amazing.
Over the next short term, as we see. So the actual interface for searching for the books and then ordering the books and downloading the books is, I would say, about a generation old. As far as it's not the most user friendly, but it is worth spending a bit of time and working your way through it. Is there any real help available as opposed to online help? Are there any numbers or is there any online resources that they can use?
Only through online.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a contract that Fraser Valley Regional Library buys the rights to allow its users to access. However, we don't have the staff to support their technology. So we as librarians, however, at the libraries, try to inform ourselves about this and spend a lot of time learning all the vagaries of it. So if you come in with questions, we can help you. But there's not like a helpline through Fraser Valley Regional Library. That's what librarians are for. We're the helpline.
So to be fair, it took me probably 30 minutes to download my first ebook and successfully install it in the Kobo, and it was great. We had it for 3 weeks. I think it's 3 week loan period, and the book read. It was perfectly formatted. It was just like as if we'd purchased it online. And actually, I didn't check it because we finished it before the 3 weeks was up, so
but
we never went back.
You
to
can
it.
Also choose your loan period.
Oh,
see, you. It doesn't have to be 3 weeks. You might choose to only have it for 7 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
3 weeks is the max,
right? So if it'll blank out. All of a sudden, it's not available to you anymore when the time is up. So if you're a fast reader and you know that you're
going
to want...
Going away on holidays and you got time to read?
Yeah.
Take it for a shorter time.
Take it for a shorter time. Let somebody else get it. And it gives you more room to borrow more.
Now, talk to me about the audiobooks as well. They've been available for longer than the ebooks. How's the uptake been with that? Do you see a lot of people using the audiobooks? Because I'm a big fan of audiobooks.
Quite a few. Yeah, and for lots of different reasons. It's, obviously it's useful for folks who can't read either because they're sight impaired or older folks who can't really even physically hold a book or some physical disability that doesn't allow them the weight of a book. People who are going on road trips, keep their kids entertained.
I do all the time.
And, ebooks are not just, we're not just talking about John Grisham novels.
Yeah.
We're talking about every age. Ebooks are available, for little kid books all the way to, self-help books and same with audio. So there's lots of, now there's two ways you can do audiobooks from the library. One is the BC Library to Go, and the other is called Net Library, which is just actually changed its name to EBSCO e-audiobooks. EBSCO is just the name of the company that hosts it. And so there's two ways to get audiobooks at the library, downloadable.
Now, I would like to caution people on the audiobooks because it takes a lot longer to listen to an audiobook than it does to read a book, especially if you get the unabridged versions. I listen to books when I walk my dog, and I walk my dog for about an hour a day, and it seems to take me nearly a month sometimes to listen to an audiobook, which is about 30 hours if you think about it once a day. So
they're great for road trips, though.
Oh, driving, on my fishing trips, I've always engaged in borrowing the cassette tapes back in the day when you still have those? You heard of those things, cassette tapes?
Yeah.
They still have.
I should mention one thing, Steve, because you're talking about kind of the burden of getting it going. All of this, where you download the books is web-based. However, audiobooks and ebooks require you to download software to your computer.
Okay.
Right? So you might have to go to Adobe Digital Editions, or if you're, it might be Blue Fire Reader if you're on a Mac, or... there's an additional
Caliber
piece.
Caliber also works,
right.
Yeah.
There's an additional piece of software.
That
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
There's links to it from the site when you're downloading. But that's why the first time is going to take longer. I would bet that if it took you a half hour to download an ebook your first time, the second time, now that you kind of got how it worked, it's going to take you 15 minutes.
Okay.
Because then all the software's in place and you know the procedure. It's learning a new thing.
Yeah, it is. It's learning. And as we say, it's more of a challenge than we'd like at this point, but still well worth it, well worth the effort. The Other thing that I want to mention is the conversation between the patrons and the library. Mm-hmm. Is I know your acquisitions people love to hear what we want to read. And so the request forms are listened to. And I when I used to borrow books a lot, I would always put in requests, and they were always there within about a month. I always had the books that I wanted. And so I would really encourage people to start that dialogue. So if there is an author that you want, there's a book that you want in ebook or an audiobook format, don't hesitate to make the request, because you'll be surprised with how quick it comes.
The library is and always has been, the whole idea of it is supporting the joy of reading and learning, and the joy of the imagination. And whether that comes in print form or digital form, we want to serve the public. That's what a public library is. We want to give you what you want to read. So ask. Please ask.
So if you live in the Lower Mint or in the Fraser Valley area, in the Fraser Valley Regional Library, we're going to have links to all of these resources on our site, and we'll have links to some of the other Lower Mainland and Vancouver-based libraries as well, where you can find the audiobook, because you guys aren't the only ones, but you're just the
best. Oh, no. Use your library wherever you are, please.
Thanks so much. Smitty Miller, a librarian and now ebook aficionado. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.